Tractate 13 John 3 22-29 Part 1 The course of reading from the Gospel of John, as those of you who are concerned for your own progress may remember, so proceeds in regular order, that the passage which has now been read comes before us for exposition today. You remember that we have expounded it, in the preceding discourses, from the very beginning of the Gospel, as far as the lesson of today. And though perhaps you have forgotten much of it, at least it remains in your memory that we have done our part in it. What you have heard from it about the baptism of John, even though you retain not all, yet I believe you have heard that which you may retain. Also, what was said as to why the Holy Spirit appeared in the shape of a dove, and how that most knotty question was solved, namely, what was that something in the Lord which John did not know, and which he learned by means of the dove, whilst already John knew him, since, as Jesus came to be baptized, he said to him, I ought to be baptized by thee, and comest thou to me? When the Lord answered him, Suffer it now, that all righteousness may be fulfilled. Now, therefore, the order of our reading obliges us to return to that same John. The same is he who was prophesied of by Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way for the Lord, make his path straight. Such testimony gave he to his Lord and, for the Lord deemed him worthy, his friend. And the Lord, even his friend, did also himself bear witness to John. For concerning John he said, Among them that are born of women, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. But as he put himself before John, in that wherein he was greater, he was God. But he that is less, saith he, in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Less in age, greater in power, in deity, in majesty, in brightness, even as in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the preceding passages, however, John had given testimony to the Lord, in such wise that he did indeed call him Son of God, but said not that he was God, nor yet denied it, he was silent as to his being God, not denied that he was God, but yet he was not altogether silent as to his being God, for perhaps we find this in the lesson of today. He had called him Son of God, but men, too, have been called sons of God. He had declared him to be of such excellence, that he was not himself worthy to loose the latchet of his shoe. Now this greatness gives us much to understand, whose shoe latchet he was not worthy to loose, he than whom none greater had arisen among them that are born of women. He was more, indeed, than all men and angels. For we find an angel forbidding a man to fall at his feet. For example, when in the Apocalypse an angel was showing certain things to John, the writer of this gospel, John, terrified at the greatness of the vision, fell down at the angel's feet. But said the angel, Rise, see thou do it not, worship God, for I am thy fellow servant, and the brethren's. An angel, then, forbade a man to fall down at his feet. Is it not manifest that he must be above all angels, for whom a man, such that a greater than he has not risen among them that are born of women, declares himself to be not worthy to loose the latchet of his shoe? John, however, may say something more evidently, that our Lord Jesus Christ is God. We may find this in the present passage, that it is perhaps of him we have been singing, The Lord reigned over all the earth, against which they are deaf who imagine that he reigns only in Africa. But let them not suppose that it is not of Christ it is spoken when it is said, God reigned over all the earth. For who else is our King, but our Lord Jesus Christ? It is he that is our King. And what have you heard in the same psalm, in the verse just sung? Sing praises to our God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Whom he called God, the same he called our King, sing praises to our God, Sing praises to our King, sing you praises with understanding. And that thou shouldest not understand him to whom thou singest praises to reign in one part, he says, for God is King of all the earth. And how is he King of all the earth, who appeared in one part of the earth, in Jerusalem, in Judea walking among men, born, sucking the breast, growing, eating, drinking, waking, sleeping, sitting at a well wearied, laid hold of, scourged, spat upon crowned with thorns, hanged on a tree, wounded with a spear, dead, buried. How then King of all the earth? What was seen locally was flesh, to carnal eyes only flesh was visible, the immortal majesty was concealed in mortal flesh. And with what eyes shall we be able to behold the immortal majesty, after penetrating through the structure of the flesh? There is another eye, there is an inner eye. Tobias, for example, was not without eyes, when, blind in his bodily eyes, he was giving precepts of life to his son. The son was holding the father's hand, that the father might walk with his feet, whilst the father was giving the son counsel to walk in the way of righteousness. Here I see eyes, and there I understand eyes. And better are the eyes of him that gives counsel of life, than his who holds the hand. Such eyes Jesus also required when he said to Philip, Am I so long time with you, and you have not known me? Such eyes he required when he said, Philip, he that seeth me, seeth the Father. These are the eyes of the understanding, these are the eyes of the mind. It is for that reason that the Psalm, when it had said, For God is King of all the earth, immediately added, Sing you praises with understanding. For in that I say, Sing you praises to our God, I say that God is our King. But yet our King you have seen among men, as man, you have seen him suffering, crucified, dead, there was in that flesh something concealed, which you might have seen with eyes of flesh. What was there concealed? Sing you praises with understanding. Do not seek to see with the eyes what is beheld by the mind. Sing praises with the tongue, for he is among you as flesh, but because the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, render the sound to the flesh, render to God the gaze of the mind. Sing you praises with understanding, and you see that the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. Now let John also declare his witness. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them, and baptized. Being baptized, he baptized. Not with that baptism with which he was baptized did he baptize. The Lord, being baptized by a servant, gives baptism, showing the path of humility and leading to the baptism of the Lord, that is, his own baptism, by giving an example of humility, in not himself refusing baptism from a servant. And in the baptism by a servant, a way was prepared for the Lord also being baptized, made himself a way for them that come to him. Let us hear himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If thou seekest truth, keep the way, for the way and the truth are the same. The way that thou art going is the same as the whither thou art going, thou art not going by a way as one thing, to an object as another thing, not coming to Christ by something else as a way, thou comest to Christ by Christ. How by Christ to Christ? By Christ the man, to Christ God, by the Word made flesh, to the Word which in the beginning was God with God, from that which man ate, to that which angels daily eat. For so it is written, He gave them bread of heaven, man ate the bread of angels. What is the bread of angels? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and re-Word was God. How has man eaten the bread of angels? And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. But though we have said that angels eat, do not fancy, brethren, that this is done with teeth. For if you think so, God, of whom the angels eat, is as it were torn in pieces. Who tears righteousness in pieces? But still, someone asks me, and who is it that can eat righteousness? Well, how is it said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The food which thou eatest carnally perishes, in order to refresh thee, to repair thy waste it is consumed. Eat righteousness, and while thou art refreshed, it continues entire. Just as by seeing this corporeal light, these eyes of ours are refreshed, and yet it is a corporeal thing that is seen by corporeal eyes. Many there have been, when too long in darkness, whose eyesight is weakened by fasting, as it were, from light. The eyes, deprived of their food, for they feed on light, become wearied by fasting, and weakened, so that they cannot bear to see the light by which they are refreshed, and if the light is too long absent, they are quenched, and the very sense of sight dies as it were in them. What then? Doest light become less, because so many eyes are daily fed by it? Thy eyes are refreshed, and the light remains entire. As God was able to show this in the case of corporeal light to corporeal eyes, does he not show that other light to clean hearts as unwearied, continuing entire, and in no respect failing? What light? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Let us see if this is light. For with thee is the fountain of light, and in thy light shall we see light. On earth, fountain is one thing, light another. When thirsting, thou seekest a fountain, and to get to the fountain thou seekest light, and if it is not day, thou lightest a lamp to get to the fountain. That fountain is the very light, to the thirsting a fountain, to the blind a light. Let the eyes be open to see the light, let the lips of the heart be open to drink of the fountain, that which thou drinkest, thou seest, thou hearest. God becomes all to thee, for he is to thee the whole of these things which thou lovest. If thou regardest things visible, neither is God bread, nor is God water, nor is God this light, nor is he garment nor house. For all these are things visible, and single separate things. What bread is, water is not, and what a garment is, a house is not, and what these things are, God is not, for they are visible things. God is all this to thee, if thou hungerest, he is bread to thee, if thou thirstest, he is water to thee, if thou art in darkness, he is light to thee, for he remains incorruptible. If thou art naked, he is a garment of immortality to thee, when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. All things can be said of God, and nothing is worthily said of God. Nothing is wider than this poverty of expression. Thou seekest a fitting name for him, thou canst not find it, thou seekest to speak of him in any way soever, thou findest that he is all. What likeness have the lamb and the lion? Both is said of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. How a lion! The lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Let us hear John, Jesus baptized. We said that Jesus baptized. How Jesus? How the Lord? How the Son of God? How the Word? Well, but the Word was made flesh. And John also was baptizing in Annon, near to Salim. A certain lake, Annon 9. How do we know it was a lake? Because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. If you remember, see, I say it again, I told you why John baptized, because the Lord must needs be baptized. And why must the Lord be baptized? Because many there would be to despise baptism, that they might appear to be endowed with greater grace than they saw other believers endowed with. For example, a catechumen, now living continently, might despise a married person, and say of himself that he was better than the other believer. That catechumen might possibly say in his heart, "What need have I to receive baptism, to have just what that other man has, than whom I am already better?" Therefore, lest that neck of pride should hurl to destruction certain men much elated with the merits of their own righteousness, the Lord was willing to be baptized by a servant, as if addressing his chief sons, "Why do you extol yourselves? Why lift yourselves up because you have, one prudence, another learning, another chastity, another the courage of patience? Can you possibly have as much as I who gave you these? And yet I was baptized by a servant, you disdain to be baptized by the Lord." This is the sense of to fulfill all righteousness.